our Bible reading is going to be taken from the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. It is. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. 22. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. I repeat the same thing. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the temple. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Being the members of Church of Christ, you should also be part of being a Christian. You know, when you are a Christian, you are a member of Church of Christ. Our sermon topic this morning is heavenly citizenship. You can see that passage here, our Bible, read now. It's talking about we are no longer strangers in this world. But we are what? Citizens of God. Kingdom. Some of us focus on earthly citizenship and forgetting the heavenly citizenship. I want to be a citizen of this country. I want to be a citizen of that country. There's nothing wrong in being, for you being a citizen of that country. But one thing is that you must think about or you must think about of being a citizen of heaven, heavenly citizenship, rather than focusing on earthly citizenship. So if you are thinking of being this earthly citizenship, you should also think of being heavenly citizenship. So let us read in the Bible from that Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. By that country and that community. In other words, when a person is not legally recognized by a country, and that person is not allowed full responsibility and rights in that country, then that person is not a citizen of that country. Oftentimes, people wish to be citizens of any country of their choice, apart from their original country of their birth. This could be due to their love for such country and other personal reasons. These people set their goals right. They put in all their hard work to see that they achieve their aims. People also try as much as they can to abide by the laws of that country they like. Some go as far as shaping their life side, you know, in a certain way to accommodate and suit the way of life of that country of their choice in order to seem to answer a good citizen of that place. You see, all these processes is what somebody that is seeking to move somewhere. You have to prepare yourself very well that everything you will meet, you will stand for it. Okay? You have to prepare yourself. This applies to every country all over the world. People travel and make choices according to their desires. Now, my brethren, the big question is, are we citizens of God's kingdom? That is, this question is for you and me. Are we citizens of that of God's kingdom? Is our name written as legal member and candidate to heaven, where we will dwell with God in His glory? How much our hard work are we putting to see that we obtain heavenly citizenship? How have you and I put in our best in order to be granted full rights and responsibility as heavenly citizens? What efforts are we making to see that we reach our heavenly goals? Are we abiding by the rules and regulations of the kingdom of heaven? Are we recognized by God and Christ as citizens of heaven? Do we love heaven to the extent of giving our all and shaping our life in accordance to the Bible principle? You know, my brethren, one thing is to repent and be baptized. Another very important thing is to transform into the life of Christ. So all these things I listed here, are we doing it? Because in order to make sure that we inherit that citizenship, we must ask ourselves this question. One thing is to repent and be baptized. That is the first thing before you start the journey. Then another very important thing is to be transformed into the life of Christ. Because if the repentance doesn't end just when I have been baptized, it doesn't end like that. It starts with process. It doesn't end like that. The other one is you have to be transformed. And this transformation is a level every Christian should desire to reach with the help of the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, we cannot achieve this goal. We cannot reach this this level of transformation. In order to be worthy of the name of Christian, we must reach this level of transformation. We as Christians should really aim to be like Christ, because that is the true meaning of that name, Christian. Our aim here is for us to maintain that Christianity, maintain that Christ life, to make sure that we showcase that meaning in our life. Let the brother read Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Let's see what that place is talking about.
Says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes, This passage of the scripture tells us that we should not be entangled with the earthly things. Rather, we should change and shape our life in a better way in order to have better relationship with God. So we should not be entangled ourselves with earthly things. Rather, we have to shape our life in order to maintain that relationship with God. That is where what this passage is telling us. This is known as this transformation I'm talking about. So our thoughts and mind should be renewed so that we can be able to know or prove the will of God, which is good, acceptable, and perfect. So when you are doing all these things, when you are transformed and you are doing all these things, it will help you to prove, and you'll be able to prove those things that is acceptable, that is perfect, will of God. Without breathing, time is running fast. No time is left. It is time we start desiring heavenly things, because we don't know when our Son Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, will come. We don't know. Let us read the Matthew chapter 13, verse 33 to 37. So that we will not be overtaken by the earthly things. So that's where I'm looking for. So, brethren, how can we obtain heavenly citizenship? This is a big question for you and mine. How can we obtain this heavenly citizenship? Heavenly citizenship begins with preparation. Like in the morning, God already mentioned preparation. Our brother that did us in. And let us in communion. Also, mention preparation. So this preparation is very, very important. Even in Bible study, when the Bible study, our brother Dylan, when he was teaching about the cause of discipleship, he mentioned about this preparation, that what it costs you to be a disciple of Christ, that you must do. We must count the cost before. Then, let the brother read the Galatians chapter 1 to 25. This is a very long reading. And I want us, as the brother here, I want us to listen attentively so that we will get something from it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 25.
Then be risen with Christ. Seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Multiply therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things say, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometime when ye live in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man that with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is in all and in all. Put on therefore, as elect of God, holy, beloved, and bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing it with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in words or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband, as it is fit with the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children unto anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your master, according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that the Lord, knowing of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons.
Thank you, my dear brother, for this wonderful day. See, my brethren, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, has said it all. A heavenly citizen set their mind and affection and desire on things above. This passage is not saying we should not, or we should no longer aspire on earthly things. Rather, it's telling us that we should not focus our mind on earthly things. However, our earthly goals should not overshadow our heavenly goal. Our goal and wants and needs should not be given priority over our heavenly goal. We should always seek first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness shall be added unto us. Another one is that we should put on the whole armor of God, because we are looking for a heavenly case. We want to be a heavenly citizen. We want to put armor of God, because there's many challenges on the way. Let us read Ephesians chapter 6, 11 to 13. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the scheme of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the devil's day, and having done all, to stand firm. You see, in order to obtain the heavenly citizenship, we must put on the whole armor of God, so that we can be able to withstand the devil. Because the devil is looking, is everywhere, looking who he will devour. So we have to put on the whole armor of God. We should endeavor to set our affection and mind on things above, where Christ is, if we want to appear with him in glory. A heavenly citizen works hard to remove sin from their body. Sin of uncleanness, sin of fornication and adultery, sin of covetousness, sin of idolatry, that is idol worship, sin of anger and wrath, sin of malice, sin of blasphemy, sin of guilty or corrupt communication, sin of lying. In order to obtain this heavenly citizen, we must abstain from this sin. A heavenly citizen is peaceful, kind, humble, meek, forgive easy, love their fellow human being. A heavenly citizen allows the word of God to dwell richly in him or her, and also he or she walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that let the word of God dwell in you richly. Wherever you go, let the word of God dwell with you. Because this word of God is powerful. This word of God is safe. The word of God does many things in our life. So that is why the Bible says that let this word of God dwell with you. Because whatever you want to do, when you remember the word of God, you will look back. You will remember something. If you want to do something that is wrong, but when you remember that word of God, you will change. Because when you remember that Spirit of God is now dwelling in you. A heavenly citizen allows the word of God to dwell quickly in his or her. As we have said, a heavenly citizen fears God. He or she respects God in his speech. He respects God in his conduct and behavior. He respects God in obedience to God's word, and respects God even in his dressing. Because they say that your dressing is your identity. If you are coming in now, your dressing will determine who you are. But sometimes some say that it doesn't matter how you dress, it doesn't matter how you look, that our God touches the heart. No, it's not like that. It's not that. Because God created man in his own image. and he said that we are in the image of God, you have to dress very well so that when they see you, they know that this is the child of God. They know where you are coming from. We should not dress provocatively. We should not expose part of our body that are meant to be covered by clothes, for in so doing, we are disrespecting God. Let the brother read 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. Thank you, my brother, for that. You see, my brethren, the primary purpose of a cloth is to cover the body and our nakedness, so that when we wear clothes that expose those places, we are disrespecting God. See, those clothes that expose our body, those clothes that are provocative, we should not put it on. We should not wear it, because when we are doing so, we are disrespecting our God. The Bible says that we should do all things decently and in order. So, my brethren, in according to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 20, it says that we should do all things decently and in order. So, my brethren, it is important to glorify God and respect God in our body. All these things we have already mentioned are the characteristics of heavenly citizens. Let us read the book of James, 1:22 to 25. James 1:22 to 25.
But ye doers of the word, and not the hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not the doer, it is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forget all manner of man he was. For whoso looketh into the perfect self of life, and continue therein, he be not forgetful thereof, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his way.
Well, we have all had this. This passage from James, we have had it all. If you are hearers only, but not doers, we are like that man who viewed himself in the mirror, and immediately after he left the mirror, he forgot what manner of man he is. But whosoever looked into the perfect law of liberty and continued in it, not being a forgetful hearer, he shall bless in his deeds. See, this is a promise from God. So that when we are aspiring to this earthly heaven, earthly citizenship, may we also aspiring to the heavenly citizenship. May God bless us as we gather in Jesus' name.
Amen.